not be allowed to speak at graduation. The Dow ahead 163 points, the Nasdaq adding 321. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The weather news continues very good. Beautiful forecast right on through the weekend. For today, a nice warm day, high 86, mostly sunny, very mild overnight tonight. Periods of clouds at times, overnight low 64. Tomorrow and Sunday, a great weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine mixed in with some high clouds. Nice warm mid-80s here, 70s on the coast, 60s at night. Still dry and warm Monday with a high around 86. Good bit of sunshine with the risk of widely scattered storms holding off till Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
The Senate Fiscal Responsibility and Economic Development Committee held a public hearing Wednesday for a bill that would require smartphones activated in Alabama to automatically have a content filter turned on for minor users. House Bill 167 by State Representative Chris Sells of Greenville would require manufacturers of smartphones and tablets to require that devices manufactured on or after January 1st of 2025 contain a filter that is activated during the activation of the device if the user is a minor, and only allow a user with a password to deactivate or reactivate the filter. The bill would also provide that a device manufacturer violating this act is subject to civil liability and provide for penalties. The bill passed the House unanimously on April 4th. Similar legislation passed the House and a Senate committee in 2023, but never received a vote in the Senate. This bill will be voted on in committee next week. More Alabama news to come after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a nine-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that nine-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A poll conducted by Morning Consult found that Governor Kay Ivey has the nation's highest job approval rating among her state's Republican voters at 86%. The group polled the approval ratings of all Republican governors within their own state's GOP voters. Ivey was also the fifth most popular governor among all voters, regardless of party, with 64% approval from all Alabama voters. Ivey scored better in the poll than popular governors like Florida's Ron DeSantis, Georgia's Brian Kemp, and South Dakota's Kristi Noem. She is now term limited and scheduled to leave office in January of 2027. I'm Parker Snyder in for Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check. Kirk, wake the kids!
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with Current Safe.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
It broadcast me out on the radio.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views on a Friday. What a week it's been. I'm feeling good. Feeling real good. And in the studio, rejoining me after a few days off, we have the one, the only, Eddie Bader. How you doing, Eddie?
Doing good. How you doing, bro?
Doing all right. And we also have, from 1819 News, Craig Monger. How you doing, Craig?
Oh, I'm flat tired, but killing the game.
Killing it. I like that. So there's plenty to get to today. But I want to start off with, since you're so into, like, fitness...
Fitness pizza in my mouth.
I know. Yeah. Seriously. Seriously. 3 days off, and we're starting with most cliche dad joke in the book.
Got lots of them built up.
I appreciate you, Eddie.
I'm letting you know. You know how women have to get so many words out a day, and I used to laugh about that?
Right.
I think I'm kind of like that, because I haven't been able to talk to you guys in a while, so I've got lots of words.
So you've got, like, dad joke constipation.
I got some build up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a lovely thought.
Yeah, just keep
you know,
that in mind
today. They say dad joke retention can actually lead to prostate cancer.
I've heard
really?
That.
I've heard that. That's good. It's not good to hold it.
No, it's not good to hold it at all.
Right, yeah. But I've been doing, like, the sauna workouts. I admit it. The infrared sauna.
Ooh, yeah.
And dadgum, it works. Have you ever done anything?
No, I've not, but I hear a lot of good things. The research on the infrared saunas is coming out, and it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, okay. My cousin, Scott, who's a psychologist, recommended a few months ago, saying just for mental health benefits, you don't even have to work out. Just go sit in one.
Okay, Fisher, price the infrared sauna down for us. I think of a sauna as you got the heat, and you're putting the water on there, and you're getting the steam.
Infrared, there's no steam or water involved.
Just
but
you walk in like a microwave?
Yeah, and like some of those, like I think Tucker and Rogan were talking about this, where they put it up to 190, 200, which is hot.
Ooh.
But in these, I'm doing the hot works thing. So it's like 125, 130, and you just set it, and... you're ready to go. You do, like, stretching workouts, or you can just sit in there. And I like it. Like, it really is
Now, is there a big difference between that and Alabama in July, doing that kind of outside?
Actually, that's the only thing comparable to it.
Okay.
Is, like, when it's really hot in the middle of the summer, humid, and you start, it's, I guess, heat index of 120, 130.
Yeah.
But you're sitting in there for a while, and it's like a tiny little wood-paneled room. Like, it's so small, Eddie, I can touch the ceiling with my hand without going on my tippy-toes.
Did you put a Nerf hoop in there just so you could dunk?
Yeah. I thought about it. I don't know if the folks there at the facilities. But anyway, I'm a believer. I think it works. And it's not just like, oh, I lost weight. The biggest benefit is, like, mentally. I feel a lot. Y'all know how the moods I can get in.
Now, is it quiet while you're in there? Do you have...
No, there's usually some class going on, and it's usually some axe murderer lady, looks like it. That, you know, some ladies have that smile.
Did you drive a Subaru?
Right. Or a Subaru? I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
Anyway, there's plenty in the news. I suppose we could start with, all these trials going on, in particular the immunity hearing in front of the Supreme Court of the United States. You know, I'm just looking at headlines here, folks, and... it doesn't look good, actually, for those that want to see Trump prosecuted.
Oh.
Politico Playbook PM from last night. How SCOTUS might save Trump from his biggest trial. The Supreme Court today took up the explosive question of how far Donald Trump's presidential immunity from criminal prosecution extends, a complex legal question surrounding the aftermath of the 2020 election, whose resolution should shake the 2024 election. Notably, Chief Justice John Roberts and Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh raised the possibility that a Supreme Court could send the matter back to the D.C. Circuit Court for further analysis. Roberts and Kavanaugh, two of the typical swing votes within the conservative supermajority, go that route, it could doom Special Counsel Jack Smith's federal election subversion trial to be delayed until after the election. Another possible avenue for delays, Justice Amy Coney Barrett, often another swing vote, seemed interested in creating a test for presidential defense to prosecution that would fall short of absolute immunity, which could also go back to the lower court for further litigation. So it's amazing. Now, one of the lines that came out is, I believe it was Justice Jackson. She brought up, you know, if you give full immunity to presidents, the presidency will become a seat of criminality. I'm like, wait.
Perish the thought.
Yeah. Hasn't it been that for a long, long time?
For a while.
Right.
That was one of the benefits of becoming president.
Right. And I love, like, we're still pretending like this is all legitimate. I mean, the U.S. government is legitimate in the sense that they can control you.
And take your money.
That everybody's dependent on them. That they can destroy reputations and livelihoods and kill you.
Yep.
If need be. They would never kill somebody. Well, not often, but, you know, they killed Jack. You know Jack Kennedy?
Yeah.
They killed that guy. Yep. And in fact, I think if Trump gets in there, watch out. He better have very good private security. I'll put it that way.
I've said that from day one. Even when his last run in his last presidency, to me, I used to think Obama was the most likely, unfortunately, one who would have trouble with that in the White House until Trump got there.
Right.
I think Trump is more hated by extremists than anybody.
Well, and it's, I don't know, I've been putting it this week this way. The most likely outcome is probably that Joe Biden wins.
Yeah,
and with everything being thrown at Trump,
yeah,
I'm not going to do what every freaking conservative commentator does, where they're like, it's the tipping point, this is the most important election in your lives, and all this stuff. No, I think the long-term trends are going to go the way they're going no matter who's elected, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, with everything being thrown at Trump, maybe there's a silver line, like a little ray of hope here, when it comes to what the Supreme Court's doing. But with everything being thrown at him, it will take a miracle for that man to win the presidency again. Just think about the institutions and what they've been saying, how they've been going about this.
Sure.
They're not playing around.
I agree.
They didn't take him seriously in 2016.
Right. They did not.
They did not. They did in 2020, and they will in 2024.
And that makes you wonder, where does this all go? Do we essentially have like a preview of November happening right now on college campuses, for instance? Because those scenes are just bonkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's part of me that's like, well, Governor Abbott, for instance, came out and said, we got rid of these protesters because they're expressing anti-Semitism. I'm like, no, wrong answer, Governor.
Yeah.
Wrong answer. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying anti-Semitism's good. I'm saying you're allowed to be anti-Semitic in the United States, express those awful beliefs. Now, were these folks trespassing? Were they blocking property, harassing others? There's all sorts of reasons you might want to say, cops, get in there, let's get these people out of there. But to say we're doing it because of the words they're saying is just playing right into this battle that we've been having over free speech now for quite some time. And I hate to see the right go so woke on this particular issue, but that's exactly where it's gone. But it makes you wonder, is that just going to be contained to the college campuses, or do we see something even bigger than, say, the Black Lives Matter summer?
Well, what was it, a couple weeks ago with the whole Golden Gate Bridge? Remember, they shut that down. And I think that was an anti-Israeli demonstration. So what if they start that nationwide?
Yeah.
And, you know, and like you said, if it expands from the college campuses, I don't think they would do it around here, but I can see it in other places being a big problem.
Right. But maybe this all goes away. I know a lot of folks are making hay of the ongoing trial there in New York City. I still maintain that this is a joke.
Yeah.
Oh, certainly.
Big joke.
Until he found guilty.
Well,
then
still kind of a joke.
Yeah.
Oh, well, put the handcuffs on me. Oh, no, put me in jail.
Wasn't the E. Jean Carroll thing in New York, too? I mean,
yes.
Everyone's New York is not to be taken seriously as a... as an entity at this point, because not only did they get him for the defamation, but they got him beforehand when they changed the law so that the statute of limitations didn't apply.
Then he was
civilly convicted of sexual assault of Eugene Carroll, and then he was convicted of defamation for saying that he didn't do it.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and they even changed the law right with this federal finance violation.
Yeah.
Like, to where it became this state crime, where if you didn't classify a federal thing the right way, we can now in New York State put you in prison.
Yeah.
Which is just, this is the sort of thing that is the death of governments.
Certainly.
Or at least the death of their legitimacy, other than in the eyes of the faithful there. There are a lot of folks that want to do that.
Oh, yeah.
But the way this is going, it's more to me confirming what I've believed for years and years and years now. And this is, I guess, my message going into 2024, is don't just assume it's the other side who are the Machiavellian players. Like, oh, these Supreme Court justices are just trying to delay because Trump put them on the court. Like, maybe. But you don't think your side does all that crap, too?
Yeah.
Are we really pretending that this is all about principle at this point? Or is it about a competing gangs of influence trying to grab hold of power of the state?
Yeah, and it's in all three branches. It doesn't matter where each that is supposed to be a bulwark against the other. They've all been corrupted by the same spirit, if you want to say that. It's obviously in the Supreme Court when you have your contrary sides. Obviously, Justice Jackson is indicative of that, and then obviously there are the conservative judges on the other side, and obviously it happens in Congress, and then, you know, it just depends on whoever's butt is polishing the seat in the White House, depending on what the priorities of the administration are. So it goes back and forth, and each try these little games, and each try to... it's unreal.
And they love having a game where they're all in on it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I think Trump is impalatable for them. Like, yeah. He has to go. We need to pull out all the stops to take this guy out. Mm-hmm. Because he's playing the game in a way that's independent from the rest of the system.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, he's actually serious about what he says.
And I would say the last president that you could say that was that way was probably JFK. And
right.
Look what happened
look what
to
happened.
Him.
Yeah.
Look what happened to Jack.
Yep.
And, you know, it's interesting, will the RFK Jr. factor be a true spoiler heading into November?
I doubt it. He's slipped a bit into obscurity at this point. Obviously, the Biden administration is working against him. I don't think Trump has given him a second thought. I think as far as getting... I think RFK was his own worst enemy whenever he announced his VP pick recently. And I think that sort of just... more separated the people in the middle that would have gone to him, possibly.
Well, we'll see. I just wanted to lay that out because that's the top news right now. Everybody sitting here, what did the court say? What was the angle here? 272-9228, if you want to get in on the conversation. Really, it is Friday, so I'm happy to go wherever. Let's go to line one. Right. You're on there. Who's this?
Red Top. Good Friday to you, gentlemen.
Hey, Red Top. How you doing, Red Top?
Oh, double down. Too excited. It's going to be all right. Now, just one ironic thing about this whole Stormy Daniels thing, and, you know, who hasn't she had sex with?
I haven't had sex.
Probably us three might be the only three, you know what I mean?
What about Eddie?
Come on. I'm still a virgin.
Oh, okay. Maybe four of us. But, you know, this whole situation is so bizarre. We got a porn star saying you know, this woman's been naked in front of millions of people. How many? I'm scared to think of it. I think she's ugly and vulgar on top of that.
Almost porn star.
And some people are into that.
Yeah. This is vulgarity at the peak, you know what I mean? But it's just weird. You know?
Wait, really? Are you expecting porn to be wholesome?
There's women that aren't that vulgar.
Well, yeah, there are women, but like it kind of the vulgarity sort of is the point.
It's like a non-violent, like non-vulgar porn is like a non-violent boxing match. It's an oxymoron,
right?
I'm just saying, her appearance, period, with clothes on, is vulgar. You can tell she's a hoe. I just don't go for that kind of women. I like very educated, smart women that speak multiple languages. And especially like Russian women and women on the French Riviera, not vulgar, trashy women like that.
I'm going to write this down. That's our first hoe of the day. All right.
Yeah, see how many more no doubt about it.
We get
and God bless him. I hope this all gets delayed. And, you know, big deal, Congress, the House is having a hearing saying Donald Trump's being abused by the judicial system. Did it only take him 7 years to realize that? I think so.
Yeah.
Roll Tide, go Trump. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Red Top. 272-9228. Got to hit this break here. We'll be back. Reset the table here. There's actually one fun thing. I found this at Not the Bee. The DNC just launched a focus group or several, a series of focus groups to figure out why Americans don't like Kamala Harris. And apparently the results are, well, you didn't really need to do the focus groups to figure out why, but we'll be back with that and other stories after that.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Hey, this is Prattville Mayor Bill Gillespie asking you to join in with the Jones Drugs on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the National Drug Take-Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Prattville location and bring your unneeded or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-632-4055 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-632-4055. That's 800-632-4055. What do you have to lose? Call 800-632-4055. Again, 800-632-4055.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If you'd like a chance to win a 2024 Land Rover Defender, you'll want to visit Wind Creek Wetumpka. Play and earn entries every day. Then be there Saturday, April 27th, starting at 5 p.m. to see if you drive off in the Land Rover or win thousands in cash and free play. Do what you want. Bring home a new Land Rover Defender. Visit Wind Creek Wetumpka to find out how and to find your winning moment. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In the afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Both Eddie Bader and Craig Munger in the house today with me. And Craig, you were just asking off air. You were asking our advice. Mm-hmm. So could you give that to the audience? I wanted to bring this to on air.
Yes. So I have 7.5 weeks until I should be thoroughly peeled. And my diet will be done. And like I
I'd be done now. Yeah. Just so you know.
I wanted to be
you
done
were
now.
Done years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
I really wanted to be done now. Alas, I am a sadomasochist. But as I do, I'm going to allow myself at the end, because if you go too crazy towards the end, you'll just put on a bunch of fat and you'll be gross. But the last day, the next day, I eat normally, and then towards the end of the day, I have kind of a big blowout, and then I just go back to eating my dumb diet food as I start.
That excites me.
Reverse dieting. And so I was thinking about what that was going to be. And my idea, what has been sounding good to me, is a big tub of vanilla ice cream with Fruity Pebbles mix on top of it, and then you eat the Fruity Pebbles, and then you put more, and then you eat it until the ice cream's gone. And I think that's a good idea.
But
what are you guys thinking?
A big tub of vanilla ice cream with Fruity Pebbles, and you're going to mix it yourself.
Yeah. I buy the ice cream and then buy the Fruity Pebbles.
That's kind of hard to beat. Would you, you like cookie dough?
I do, but I feel like it's kind of, if you add the Fruity Pebbles to the chocolate chip cookie dough stuff, then there's just too much going on.
No, I'm thinking adding the cookie dough to the Fruity Pebbles and ice cream.
Oh, well, then why wouldn't I just get, you know, chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream then?
Well, maybe that's what you do, and then you add the Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, but you have to add them slowly, because as it starts to melt, you don't want soggy Fruity Pebbles.
Right.
So
you
do like a scoop, eat them up, scoop, eat them up.
I was going to say, now with your ice cream, do you warm it up at all, or do you start
I just leave it out. I'll set it out on the counter for maybe a half hour,
It's got a little liquid to it.
Just a little on the edges. Mm-hmm. Once it gets that liquid stuff, and then you use that to dilute the rest, and then the process just kind of keeps up with you as you go.
And the beautiful thing about a celebratory binge is there's no wrong answer. So yes, I think you're right.
Probably, because you are a healthy guy, I would involve maybe perhaps some pineapple or banana. Lean towards like a banana split kind of action.
See, the thing is, I do love banana, but after my diet's over, I include bananas in just about every meal.
You don't want to wear it out.
And this is the interesting thing, though, is you can... So I do something called carb cycling, which is once a week I have what is known as a high carb day. And the best thing about that is I eat pretty much more food than I can tolerate. And it's mostly made up of carbohydrates. And I might put on 2 or 3 pounds the next day, but it typically 2 pounds every week like clockwork. Because you expend glycogen and you get what people call flat. You just feel deflated and straight.
Yeah,
your muscles don't have that pop to them. And you get depleted throughout the week. And then that one day, you eat. So I'm eating in a calorie deficit. I'm eating fewer calories than I'm burning more calories than I'm taking in. So your glycogen stores in your liver and your muscles get depleted. So that one day or even 2 days, depending on the person, it varies, you can eat an incredible amount of carbohydrates and you don't store them as body fat. You store them as glycogen. So it's a way of sort of tricking the system, because you have to eat fewer calories than you burn in order to lose weight. But it's a tricking of the mechanistic system of the body, because you aren't burning those extra calories on the high carb day, but you are storing them, and you're not storing them as body fat because you're so glycogen depleted. So it's a way of tricking the system. So once a week I get to have and my go-to meal, and this is going to sound gross, it's powdered peanut butter. I don't know if you've ever messed with that.
Yeah, sure.
And you reconstitute it with sugar-free maple syrup, which is very, very low in calories.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take a bowl of rice, chicken, and I cut up a banana. Put it in there, cinnamon, mix it all up in there.
Oh, with the chicken.
With the chicken.
That's interesting.
It's really good. It works well with ground beef, too, but chicken just as well. It's almost like people always look at me weird when I tell them that, but it's like, have you ever had, like, pad thai?
That's what it's right. It sounds very Asian.
People freak out about, like, sweetness with their meat, but it's like you do it all the time, and you just don't realize that you're doing it.
Right. And, like, barbecue chicken is very sweet.
Exactly.
Pineapple on pizza.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, are you a cereal guy? Because I'm not a cereal guy. You're a cereal guy too, Eddie?
Big cereal guy.
You can go to my house now. There's probably 3 boxes of cereal.
What do you got on the shelf?
My guess would be Cocoa Pebbles. There's probably Frosted Flakes.
That's good.
And I usually feel guilty, so there'll be some type of like Honey Nut Cheerios or something like that up there.
What's the crunch? It's like, I can't remember.
Captain Crunch?
No.
I love Captain Crunch, but it tears your mouth.
It really does shred your mouth.
It just tears your mouth.
So I'm a Fruit Loop. Fruit Loops tear my mouth up too. So I like Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, yeah, I love Fruity Pebbles.
The Cookie Crisp, the ones that are little cookies.
Those Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
I mean, obviously everything right now.
That's Susanna's favorite.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is good. And, Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch with the berries.
Really good. And I like the peanut butter.
The
Captain Crunch peanut butter. They don't tear up your mouth so much.
What are those? And then the Reese's cereal is not bad either.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Well, and they've now got it like even smaller to where it's almost like Pebbles, apparently.
Really?
I was walking through the grocery store, and I'm like, I haven't eaten cereal since I was like in high school. So I'm a bacon and eggs in the morning guy. Yeah. And I have been
What do you eat for
time.
Dinner? I eat cereal for dinner.
I don't eat cereal at night.
Well, that cereal used to be what I would do on my high carb days before I got really hungry and I just wanted food with more substance.
Yeah.
I would just go buy one of those family bags of Fruity Pebbles and just eat it throughout the day.
And I guess what we should do here is, folks, what would be your last meal? Like, that's a good way to put this. Now, Craig's talking about that, wonderful cheat meal after a hard, long slog through cutting and being in the caloric deficit. But it does get to, like, what would be your favorite thing? Because I don't know if I would go with sweet. Like, I would do my, like, you know, something savory. Something with a dip. I don't know. It's gross, even describing it.
I think a little bit of both. If honestly, sincerely, my last meal, it would have a little bit of both. It'd be pancake, bacon, and sausage.
That sounds
with some
great.
Maple syrup.
That sounds good.
Maybe some strawberries and whipped cream, all that good stuff.
Good.
And you can kind of mix it all together.
I would definitely have to do buffalo wings.
Really?
Yeah, I like buffalo wings a lot. But they'd have to be done
properly,
right.
Yeah.
And, like, fry pretty good. And then, you know, good mix of that cayenne sauce and butter and, like, the seasoning. Sounds pretty awesome right now. Buffalo wings. I would probably go with like bacon cheese fries, cheese wedges. Wedges.
Yeah.
I would do the wedges.
With ranch.
With ranch.
Yes.
Then I'd have to throw in something sweet. I don't know, maybe something Asian. I've been into like Asian food lately.
Really? But trust me, the Asians don't have great desserts.
No, yeah, they don't.
That's
no.
True.
They don't.
Neither do the Mexicans. I don't know what that is.
Churros are not bad.
Churros. I was at Sam's, got a hot dog for lunch. I was very disappointed they don't have the churro sticks.
Oh.
Remember that one I came in here? I was going to bring you one, man.
Well, I tell you, the best like dessert, and it's not even considered a dessert. A lot of Chinese ate it for breakfast. It's not xiangjiang. That's a sausage. I can't remember the name of it. But it was essentially just this fried bread, and then they would have you dip it in sweetened condensed milk, and that was quite good.
Mm. Oh, I think for dessert, I don't know if they're still making them over there at Fantail, but that fluffy cheesecake?
Oh, dude. Mm.
Fluffy cheesecake.
Can't go wrong with a cheesecake.
Yeah.
And I'd probably have to do some, like, high-end, like, you know, Wagyu-grade steak.
Yeah.
Like, a little bit of that. Maybe do that in a sushi style.
As far as a proper dessert, I would either say, agree with you, a cheesecake, like a plain, properly cheesy. I don't want no strawberry, blueberry nonsense.
You know what I'm talking about with
cheesecake.
The fluffy one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Either that or, and this is, I will argue with anyone, this is the greatest dessert combination of all time, scoop of vanilla ice cream with apple pie.
Oh, sure.
That's
kind of warmed up to apple pie.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We're good.
Either that or vanilla. I'm willing to say like vanilla ice cream with like a gooey brownie.
Oh, yeah.
A nice hot brownie. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I could do that. What about you, Eddie? Last meal.
Last meal, honestly, this is crazy, but it'd be jerk chicken and juicy patties from Jamaica. I'm craving it like crazy right now. It's been about a year, so I'm about to die to get over there and get some
juicy patties.
Yeah. It's like a empanada, I think it's
means like a meat patty.
Yeah, a meat patty. But they'll do it with lobster or chicken or beef.
I think I had that when I was in Jamaica. Man, I had the jerk chicken.
I'm sure you had it because they're everywhere.
Baked or fried? Or
it's like pan fried is what I remember.
I guess that's what it looks like. But it's tender. Like, you remember that McDonald's fried apple pie back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
It has that kind of soft, crisp. Oh,
it's almost like a fritter. Like like a seafood fritter.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
So you'd go the Jamaican route.
Man, yeah. Because right now I'm just dying for something.
I like that, man. I love the fried plantains when I was in Jamaica.
Amazing.
And they had this sauce. It wasn't ketchup. It wasn't not ketchup. It was something
else.
It's
their version of ketchup.
Yeah.
Yeah, because our version of ketchup is just sugar. You probably know that more than anybody. It's just sugar.
Well, and then I'm almost wanting to like throw something real down home in there, like a fried bologna sandwich.
Nah, I mean,
that might kill you. That might be the last thing you
eat. Right, it's my last meal.
But honestly, think about it. What kind of appetite are you going to have the night before your own death?
Man,
I'll be insatiable.
Yeah.
Let's go to Paul. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Well, howdy, how you all been?
I'm doing all right.
Doing good, bud.
Hungry.
I know. I just got back with the rain so I could hear y'all. And I didn't hear nobody mention anything about any honey bunches of oats.
That's what I was thinking
honey
of.
Bunches honey bunches of oats
with extra honey on there. That's
so
that's a good call.
Absolutely, honey bunches of oats. And the last meal deal now for dessert. Y'all got to remember that the Danish and the Germans make some excellent desserts.
Mm. Yeah, but my mama's
can't go
banana
wrong
pudding.
There.
Mama's banana pudding.
Oh, banana good. Pudding's a good call too.
Yeah.
Well, you can't argue with banana pudding.
With some whipped cream, and then when they keep the vanilla wafers crispy
Thank
and they
you.
Don't get soggy, that's yeah,
but
that's
like,
an art.
My mom cooks hers in the oven. There's a meringue on top. And I've never had it that way since then, but it's nice to eat like a warm banana pudding.
No, and when you mentioned German desserts, though, Paul, I think of that scene in Inglourious Basterds. He's like, no, wait for the cream.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the strudel with the whipped cream does look really good.
Yeah. Oh, I will take some ice cream and throw it on a toaster strudel in an instant. Ooh. In an instant.
Yeah, it's good.
I also heard mentioned in there apple pie with a dollop of vanilla ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the soft serve with peach cobbler. You should try that.
Ooh, yeah, some good old peach cobbler.
I'm not a peach cobbler guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, the consistency. It's the consistency of the whole thing. It's like you'll have a
crust and all? What about the crust?
It's never enough crunch for my liking.
Okay, I got you.
And
I
Paul, need a you're a more. Soft serve guy?
Oh, sure. Soft serve. Look. When you get up to where I am in age and your teeth are kind of going out, that hard stuff, you got to bite, just don't cut it no more. You gotta
plus it starts hurting to your teeth, too. Yeah.
Tonight, Sonny, we're having some soup, some bisque, and then soft serve ice cream.
I tell you, though, if you like a nice soft ice cream, the best thing to do is to do it yourself, make your own ice cream. I want to get, I don't know if you've seen the Ninja Creamies. I really want to get one. It's a homemade, like, Winamake ice cream. It's
you don't have to do the whole cranky?
No, it's automatic. And the bodybuilder bros love it because they make protein ice cream that's very low calorie, and they can use that. But you can use it for normal ice cream, too. But what you do is make a traditional English creme anglaise, which is a English custard. And it's just egg whites, sugar, and milk, and cream.
Yeah.
And you mix it up, and you can add anything you want to. So I add, like, honey and lemon, and then the end. You can add whatever you want, and the end product is always fantastic.
Can I add meat to that? Can we have a bath of that? And it just sounds delicious.
Yeah. The problem is a lot of it doesn't make it to the ice cream maker because I'm just taking spoonfuls.
Yes.
And fellas, on the breakfast deal there, whenever y'all was throwing breakfast foods in there, have y'all ever tried the cheese grits with some chunky salsa, Oreos, soft scrambled eggs with cheese with salsa?
Yeah.
And, of course, any kind of good old Kentucky sausage and applewood bacon
That's a good
homemade biscuits.
Yeah.
Got to throw in there some sausage gravy.
Salsa on the cheese grits. That's a new one. I haven't had that.
Sounds good.
I need a lot of grits in the off-season.
I'd try it.
No chunky salsa on the cheese grits? Have you ever tried it with the soft scrambled eggs?
I mean, that's my go-to breakfast when I'm not dieting is grits with some of that fake plastic American cheese, which is the best in grits, and then some ground beef with some scrambled eggs.
And when I got up to like 2:30, nearly 2:40, I would go to Chappie's every morning before we were doing the show 9 to noon, and I would get, what, 4 eggs with, and I get them to put that white kick and cheddar. It's almost like a pimento cheese on there.
If you're going
to
be a bear,
with bacon and Kaneka, and then you have to add buttered and grilled sourdough, and that way it's a little plate, and you assemble everything for a perfect bite after perfect bite. And I got fat.
Quick question on that, Craig. You said you have to lose weight, you have to burn off more calories than you eat. Correct.
Correct.
How much workout would he have to do to burn that off?
It depends on. There are people I know that stay in like single digit body fat year round, and they eat 6,000 plus calories.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, my metabolism's not that fast, but
I got
so
you.
It just varies from person to person. The sourdough and eggs thing, because my wife makes sourdough, and I'll make very fancy scrambled eggs with a lot of butter and some creme fraiche,
and then
you chop up some chives in there, where it's almost like a sauce at the end, and then you scoop that on top of the toasted sourdough.
Man, I got a feeling the more we talk about this, the legislature's going to have to pass a law filtering out this show. Anyway.
Stop stuttering, Paul. Talking about the cheese, instead of using the single slices, get the cheese deal that's already smooth and kind of halfway liquefied, and just put that over in your cheese grits or put that over in your eggs. Mm-hmm. And you can't leave out sautéed onions and mushrooms. Come on, fellas.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That does sound
with some with some liver, some nice venison liver. That's one of my favorite dishes.
Later, my
bud.
See you, buddy.
Later, man.
Well, liver with the size of the side of the fa-fa beans? Oh, what you guys are talking about?
Well, I was asking Allison Sinclair yesterday, y'all ever thought of cannibalism?
Yeah, she kind of went into that a little bit deeper than
I was surprised she had a good answer.
Yeah.
Like,
I didn't hear it.
She ain't going hungry.
Well, through the guy who was the deadbeat dad who wasn't around early on, I think she got to go where he would take them was near where the Donner family crashed and all that happened. And so she had this whole backstory where she had thought about it because she had contemplated what
she's
that family
to peace
went
with
through.
It. Yeah. She ain't going hungry.
I am. I've thought about it pretty regularly, too. I mean, it's It's one of those things. I don't know if you ever read or see or saw the film The Road with Viggo Mortensen.
I know it's a Cormac McCarthy book,
yeah, yes,
right?
It is. And but the film, there's a scene in the film where, you know, because they're fighting cannibals in the movie, they're having to avoid them. And the son asks the dad in a scene, he goes, "Dad, if we were starving, would we ever eat humans?" And he goes, "We are starving." And that scene always stuck with me because he's like, the son was like, "If we were starving to death, would we engage in cannibalism?" And the dad looked at his son and said, "We are starving to death, and no, we're not doing that."
Right.
So it was kind of a profound moment. But I think there are certain aspects of your humanity that are more valuable than your own life.
Yes.
And I think that is a line that I'm not willing to cross. It's like someone said, "Hey, would you take this baby and throw it off a cliff to save the entire human race?" I'm good.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah.
Let him die.
So if Hitler was, could you kill Hitler as a baby?
Do what now?
Could you kill Hitler if you knew Hitler was a baby and you knew you were stopping Hitler, could you kill the baby?
No, because there was many other solutions to avoiding that problem than killing a child.
Right. And especially if you go back in time, you're just the a-hole killing babies.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a good look.
I it's just a question I hear all the time. You could stop Hitler when he was a baby.
Why does it have to be a baby, though? If I have a time machine, why don't I go to while he's like in World War One and just pull a pin out of his grenade while he's in a trench?
Less interesting.
Or actually, he actually narrowly avoided being killed in a foxhole because he had to go take a leak. I would just like...
Go to that point?
Go to that point and just be like, and 10 minutes early say, "Hey, you should probably go take a leak."
Well, and then you start creating branch realities. Yeah. And so the Nazis are running the galaxy in one
and
of them.
And then you come back to the future. Next thing you know, the communists are running the U.S. And like, what
here
did
we
I
are.
Do?
Right.
I said, the communists are running the U.S. Like, it's not happening right
here
now.
Here we are.
Good old Uncle Joe. Yeah. Let's go to Sam. Hey, Sam.
Uh-oh. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Thanks for taking my call, gentlemen.
Hey, Sammy.
Y'all beat me to the cannibalism. That's what I was going to bring up, is the, we're talking about the last meals. I got a feeling that that Joey would enjoy some long pork. You ever heard, Craig, you ever heard that term?
Say that again. I missed it.
Long pork. Long pork. I'm referencing a story from Seattle when the U.S. Army had to invade Seattle. They were shanghaiing too many people for their fishing industry, and I forget the date. I think it was around 1900, or might have been before that. But it'd gotten so bad about ships going out for fishing and the crew having to cannibalize themselves because they wouldn't take enough food. But it got to a bad enough problem where the U.S. Army had to go into Seattle and seize control and put a stop to it. But it's amazing. Yeah, man, things can, people in greed, things can get out of hand quick. That wasn't the vibe I was hoping to bring, but there it is.
But you brought it.
Thank you, Mr. Lecter.
Well, yeah. Here you go. Let's put a smile on my face. I've been cutting. I don't eat cereal anymore because I've just, but I've got my blood sugar under control. So there's some good news.
Good deal.
But here you go. I get the sugar-free Hershey syrup, and I put it on my ice cream.
Yep.
And, I might sprinkle it with a few M&Ms and stuff, but I still get the sugar-free, and to me, that's funny to tell, but it tastes great, so.
What's going on with your blood sugar? What, is it in range now?
All right. Basically, years ago, I just let the depression get the best out of me.
Mm-hmm.
I started drinking every day.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And last summer, quit that. And I still occasionally have one, but I'm anyway. Point of it is, I'm a lot healthier, and I'm a different person than I was a year ago.
Definitely.
Crazy as hell, but I'm doing a lot better, bro.
Good, good.
And it basically, that was it. It was cutting off the carbs before they killed me. And all that, what I'm saying? Yeah. I had to step up to the plate, man up.
Yeah.
Man.
Incorporate a lot of cinnamon into your diet. That'll help with your insulin sensitivity. Take it from personal experience. And if that doesn't work, get on ask your doctor about getting on some metformin. Then you can absolutely enjoy more carbs.
Well, here's the deal, bro.
Yeah.
I was on 2,000 milligrams, 2 grams of metformin a day.
Ooh,
no, it's 2,000. Yeah, it's 2,000. And I'm down to 1 now.
There
and
you go.
Even then, I'm having to balance out because I can feel it. Like today, I've taken it too many days this week.
Yeah.
And it hypes me up. But Craig, here you go. Anybody listening, I swear by this, the hyperbaric chamber. I was having all kind of health issues. I spent 2 months in the tank, 2 hours a day, maximum oxygen pressure. And it did more to heal me up than anything else.
Were you anemic before that?
I was having trouble.
Okay.
I was having a lot of trouble. But I'm just saying, man, I'm healthier now that I've been in years.
Good job.
It's like a gift that I'm trying to improve. But it was something goofy. It was nice to hear it from
you. You were talking about food until we got distracted by your health. Yeah, my apologies.
That's all right. Anyways, guys, look, it's my furry weekend. My furry club meets tomorrow.
Oh, goodness
and
gracious.
So I'm going in the parlor. I got to get cleaned up and a haircut.
I saw that on Twitter today. Furries freaking freak me out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dropped that on.
Seriously,
I dropped that on Scott Beeson yesterday. I invited him to the club. We're all into air conditioning. That's my statement on that.
Well, I appreciate it, Sam. Really do.
Yeah. Good job, buddy, by the way. Seriously.
Thank y'all for a great show, guys.
All right. Hey, no problem. See you, Sammy.
Yeah.
Yeah, not literally dressing up in a furry outfit.
Yeah.
But the idea of being able to go around, say, in a public place and have a mask, like nobody can know it's you, I understand that. Like, it is empowering to people that are incredibly socially awkward and all that stuff. But then when you see what you've chosen to cover, here's my new identity. Like, this is, it's creepy.
It's happening at Prattville Middle School, for God's sake.
It is?
Yeah, there's furry kids at Prattville Middle School. It's the worst kept
secret.
They're
wearing the full-on, mask.
I've heard mask, collars, leashes. I've heard rumors of litter boxes, but the school administration didn't answer those questions when I asked them. It's insanity. We have spent a generation at this point coddling people that need help and telling them that they're normal.
And for folks who are wondering, that focus group the DNC did on why people don't like Kamala Harris, the main answer that came back was her laugh.
Yeah, I don't buy that, though, because Tucker Carlson has the most annoying laugh on planet Earth.
Right.
And people still seem to love him. I think the problem with her and the difference between her and Tucker is that she is a bona fide idiot. She's a dummy. Like, she's about as smart as a bucket of shrimp.
Yep.
Well, and others in the focus group question whether Biden even likes her.
And nobody, her mom doesn't like her. Nobody likes her. She's the most unlikable human being I've ever seen in public life.
And say, her numbers are always in the 30s. And also, they've been farming out, like, the worst issues for her to go and talk on. And, like, the border's secure. Like, do not come. Do not come. Y'all know the rest.
Oh, yeah, of course I know the rest.
Yeah.
But the problem with her is it's not that she's just stupid, because it is that. But a stupid person can appear intelligent with a little bit of prep.
Sure.
And I see this, sorry for anyone listening, I see this with so many lawmakers in Montgomery where it's like you're presenting an issue and you know nothing about what you're talking about. You haven't even done a cursory Google search before you got up there in front of the entire state to defend a premise against antagonists, and you haven't done a lick of research.
Well, and that works for me here on talk radio because, it's a shtick, folks. Yeah. Like, we're having fun here. I'm not... But if I had to present, say, a bill with antagonists across from me, I did that during youth legislature.
Yeah, but the problem is... But the difference between you and them is you have a certain level of copiousness, whereas you can talk about...
I like that.
There's not a subject about which you couldn't at least have a somewhat of a conversation. You don't have to be an expert. Even just because you're curious, you can have a conversation about anything.
Can I use that in a promo if we start doing like online
women.
Promos?
Yeah,
like
women.
That Joey Clark, he's got a certain amount of copiousness.
Yeah, copiousness. It's just when you have command over either one or many subjects, whether it's politics or music or whatever, you can kind of just talk about it.
Right.
These people... lawmakers, state and federal, for the most part, they're not very interesting people. The reason they're in their position is because they have personalities that get them done. Now, there's a few people that are sharp
sure.
Very, very sharp. But for the most part, not so much. It's like none of them that you'd really see yourself catching a beer with.
Well, here's the deal. We have to hit a quick break. We'll come back to Eric and Roger right after this.
Roger, Roger.
Again, Friday free-for-all. Go wherever you like, folks, on the phone call.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Alabama's personal injury attorney, me, Johnny Adams of the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert, everyone.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. The weather news continues very good. Beautiful forecast right on through the weekend. For today, a nice warm day, high 86, mostly sunny, very mild overnight tonight. Periods of clouds at times, overnight low 64. Tomorrow and Sunday, a great weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine mixed in with some high clouds. Nice warm mid-80s here, 70s on the coast, 60s at night. Still dry and warm Monday with a high around 86. Good bit of sunshine with the risk of widely scattered storms holding off till Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm Joey. In the studio with me, we have Petty Bader and Craig Munger. And we're talking all sorts of things today. In a second, we're going to have actually the sponsor of that bill that's they're trying to advance through the legislature. Her name is Malia Stevens, and she's helping to push through this bill that would essentially put the filter on the phone so kids can't look at the porn. We'll talk to her after the 1 o'clock hour. But first, we got a bunch of calls here. Let's go to Eric. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Joe. Good afternoon, my buddy. Hey, man, you do a phenomenal job. You can't think stupid, you know, when you got people like that that run around with stuff over their face. I mean, there's no, you know, it is what it is. But I saw a deal the other day. I don't remember the reporter. It was not on Fox, Newsmax, or anything like that. But he had 10 random people on the street. It was not New York. I want to say Charlotte, and they were all illegal. Now, this is no crap, but
Eric, can you take your keys out of your ignition, please?
The beeping is driving us nuts.
No, I apologize. I've been in the attic, I said, you know, I watched this, and Joey, and they said, would you be willing to enlist in the United States military? And you know, 8 out of 10 said no.
Yep. We covered that a couple weeks ago. It's astounding numbers.
Yeah. Come here and you want our benefit. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But regardless, though, I went and carried the photo over there this morning, yesterday, I'm sorry, to, I think, what's the guy with Greg in the morning?
Jay?
The big guy.
Jay,
yeah. He come out. I didn't realize it was a fortress over there, man. I'm like, is this Fort Knox or what?
Yep,
you know,
right.
hey, regardless, my prayers is still with Martha, and I hope that Skye's, I pray for him and his wife as well, Martha. So, but you got, you know what? I always brag on how you got Napolitano, man. He's one of my favorites.
It's a dream having him on the show every week. It really is a great guy to know. But, Eric, I'm running out of time. Got a bunch of calls to roll through, so appreciate it, man.
We listen.
Thank you, sir.
See you, Eric.
Let's go to Roger. Hey, Roger.
Roger.
Hey, Craig. Good morning. How
are
you?
I am doing swell. How are you, Roger?
Are you considered bilingual since nobody understands half of what you say?
Pretty much. I'm like three quarters bilingual because I know like some Chinese that I've completely forgotten and then I use English language diction and vocabulary that most people find to be odious. So,
Damn it, odious.
I have a daughter that's a sign language interpreter. She can interpret three different languages into ASL. But anyway,
my wife's a sign language interpreter.
Hey. They can be quiet. And be the damn people like this all day.
Do you ever ask her, Craig, hey, can we just talk in sign language for the rest of the night?
I know enough for us to communicate from across a room as needed.
Yeah.
And obviously we teach our kids some sign language.
Oh, yeah,
so from before they can talk, they know how to sign like potty and food and water and more and thank you.
Same way,
Yeah, I got her to teach me several curse words, which the first ones did interest me. But back to the final meal. Don't talk about commoner. Talk about food.
Okay.
When we slaughter our cow every year, we harvest the tallow and we render it down to cooking oil.
Mm-hmm.
So I raise an Egyptian quail, and they're very prolific. You can grow them off in about 4 or 5 weeks. They're about a pound and a half, too. And you butterfly them and fry them in the beef tallow cooking oil. Oof. Definitely my last meal. Definitely.
Man, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, quail's good eating.
Especially with the beef tallow. That's awesome.
Yeah, those Egyptians, they don't lay every day, and you can hatch them out, and we don't buy poultry anymore. You know, the chicken houses takes a little bitty chick, and in 38 days, it weighs 5 pounds. So what are they feeding them?
Same thing me and Joe are eating.
That's why you have breast. That is that in the Bud Light or the Bush Light that you're still drinking into transgenderism.
Nah, not yet. Not yet.
I don't think you would do well as a woman, Eddie.
No, I'd make a very ugly woman.
Well, so do most of the men that pretend to be women, so.
You know, that's a very good point. I've very seldom seen an attractive man lady.
And even the ones that people like tout as the models, I'm like, show me what they look like first thing in the morning after like 3 days of not shaving and going through what I'm sure is a ridiculously complicated beautification process.
Good Lord.
Oh, they would definitely be the antidote to Viagra. All you'd have to do is show them a picture of that more than 12-hour thing would go away immediately.
Well, I appreciate the call, Roger.
Thanks, Roger.
And we only got about a minute here, but Debbie, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. Well, except I'm very disturbed. I read an article where they are now making our beef steaks through stem cell process and coloring the meat to make it look right. Yeah.
Well, the House of Representatives in Alabama just passed a bill to... passed a Senate bill to ban that in Alabama, so I think you might be safe.
Now, can it just be done here? Can't be sold here?
No, I think it's...
Yeah, it can't be done here. Actually, it can be done here for, like, research purposes, like NASA and other things.
Right. I think they took it off the shelf, so, too,
right? Yeah.
Oh, good.
The lab-grown meat. No moss on the lab-grown meat.
Nice.
Okay, so no cloning either, right?
I believe that's included as well. The bill's not in front of me, but I think you're right.
Okay, because I know they started with the fish and then they went to the pigs. They had mighty impressive haunches,